If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Budget speech, we did a show about it, failed about a month ago. You back in Cape Town for a do-over. Hopefully things work out.
I was about to say the exact same thing, that hopefully things do work out this time around. Otherwise, just be on standby after six
for a redo. Sure. For sure. Regulators are calling for more clarity into, I guess, crypto transactions in South Africa. For me, this goes against everything that crypto is meant to be. Crypto is meant to be anonymous. Crypto is meant to be decentralized. So how do you regulate? How do you regulate something like that? Google?
Well, this is the tricky part, right, Cesar? But from what we do understand, this actually comes as a... Cesar, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I'm hoping you can hear me loud and clear now, just in terms of the outcomes. Perfect, awesome. Network and gremlins getting into the system then. But as I mentioned, when it comes to crypto, it typically has been an asset class that is respected for its privacy as well as level of easy trade that it allows many participants to make use of. But on the back of the ongoing concerns that there's been a heightened level of use when it comes to cryptocurrencies to fund not only fraudulent activity, but even unwarranted transactions, now regulators have come forward to issue a directive called Directive 9. And this is essentially being implemented by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. They are calling on what they call CASPs. That's crypto.
Ah, the line is really, really bad.
Essentially allow a heightened level of disclosure. So typically, as you and I would do for our daily transactions with our banks by providing FICA information, this is exactly what the crypto asset service providers and platforms do need to ensure that they have, is full disclosure of the name, ID and passport numbers, even the residential address and place of birth of any beneficiaries for wallet transactions that exceed 5,000 Rand. This also comes on the back of South Africa's attempts to get off the FATF grey listing. You might recall that the Financial Action Task Force placed us on the grey listing because there were concerns that overall South Africa was an environment that was heightened to exposure to easily facilitate funding and trade for not only illicit financial transactions, but also supporting financial gains in terms of terrorist attacks. So a significant move in terms of red tape and regulation. It will be interesting to see how it is that these platforms also do respond specifically to their clients regarding transactions over 5,000 Rand that will be monitored.
Okay. Now, I was driving past Waterfall, it must have been like 4 or 5 days ago, and I looked to my right. It seems like there's apartment buildings that have been built now on the periphery, on the left. And I don't know, but it seemed very, very, very dense. What's going on with that?
Well,
Oh, man, this line is really bad.
Okay, hoping it's better now. Let's see how it goes. But Waterfall is incredibly busy. Last night on Kai Biz, we did speak to the CFO of Attack. And Attack essentially is a real estate investment trust, a property company listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange on the financial results. They reported sterling earnings, essentially showing that the occupancies are back up. Tenants are paying more effectively, and so much so, they're making such great profits that they're looking to reallocate some of that capital to building a new 19-story residential tower. Now, from what we understand, this will also expand to further investment into data centers, as well as a new conference center and hotel within the vicinity. So if you do continue to see any further developments around the Waterfall area, bear in mind that they've got deep pockets, a very strong balance sheet, and are essentially looking to capitalize on the growth opportunities that might be available there. It might look dense, but from what we understand, they're quite optimistic that they'll be able to fill up the space with the necessary capacity and also provide the necessary supporting network and bulk infrastructure.
Okay. And the markets?
Markets. Yesterday, the U.S. was as bad as our line today. They continued to pull back into negative territory. And that's largely a reaction to Trump imposing tariffs on countries like Canada, Canada's new prime minister being very bullish about taking on an economic battle with the U.S. And, of course, some shifts that we see just in terms of confidence. But the All-Share Index will open up from 87,091 points today. Currency-wise, we're at 1821 to the U.S. dollar, 2362 to the British.
Oh, boy. Okay, I guess that's where we're going to leave it then. Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.